Dr. Malinger, you've been talking about Dr. Zarnik's treatment for depression. Can you explain what depression is?
Depression is what I would call a syndrome or illness characterized by certain symptoms, including such things as low mood, often sleep is affected, appetite is affected, low energy, sometimes poor concentration, sometimes sadness. Anxiety is often a symptom. Some people get feelings of hopelessness, suicidal thoughts. There are different degrees of depression. Some are more severe and some are less severe.
What about low self-esteem? Is that a common symptom?
Yes, low self-esteem, deprecating thoughts, loss of self-confidence.
Okay, I'm going to ask you about one of the entries that Miss Kearns asked you about. That's the one on page 365-18.
Got it.
This is the third paragraph of your notes. Do you have those notes in front of you?
Yes.
These are your notes with respect to Dr. Zarnik telling you what actually happened in November 1998, correct?
Correct.
In terms of what Dr. Zarnik said, what actually happened, what, if anything, did he tell you John Stuelpnagel actually discussed with him?
Actually discussed with him?
Yes.
Can I just read it from my notes?
If that's helpful.
He spent one half hour discussing how things weren't progressing as he'd like them to. Without saying it, there's a clear implication I was at fault. It feels as if...
That'll be fine.
Okay.
So Dr. Zarnik reported to you that what John Stuelpnagel actually discussed was how things weren't progressing as John would like them to. And without saying it, he, Dr. Zarnik, drew an implication that he was at fault?
Correct.
Now, Dr. Malinger, did you believe that Dr. Zarnik was honest with you at all times during your sessions?
Yes.
Did you ever feel that Dr. Zarnik said things in an effort to present himself in some particular light or in any way to manipulate you?
Objection calls for speculation.
I think it's the kind of question that a psychiatrist can answer. Overruled.
No, I felt he was honest. I don't feel he tried to manipulate my opinion of him.
Is whether a patient is being honest with you, is that something that you typically need to assess in treating a patient?
No, I don't know how I would assess that.
You don't care either way.
I care, but you can't... It's not something that I could possibly know.
How many patients do you treat at any given particular time, on average?
Could you be more specific?
Now, on average, what is your patient load, people you treat in counsel?
Counsel?
Yes.
Okay. For people in therapy, well, I have three groups. That would be, I would estimate, maybe 30 people a week in therapy, including groups. Maybe more, 35.
Can you describe for us generally, Dr. Malinger, what you were trying to learn from Dr. Zarnik? What information you were trying to obtain from him in your counseling sessions?
His feelings, his mood, whether he felt that he was progressing in the areas that he wanted to, whether his life was becoming more fulfilling. A lot of it centered on his symptoms, at least a certain amount centered on his symptoms. Are you more depressed today, less depressed? Is this helping? Is that helping? His feelings and relationships with people.
Are you talking about personal relationships or business relationships?
All kinds of relationships.
Were you interested in how he was reacting to his medications?
Yes.
Did you ask him about that at virtually every session?
Just about.
Dr. Malinger, would you describe for the jury your custom and practice in terms of taking notes at your counseling sessions?
I was afraid you were going to ask me that, because a lot of it is just based on how I feel during that given meeting. If I feel like writing more, or whether I'm involved in an interaction with a client actively at the time. Sometimes it's because he or she is saying something that I think I might want to look at later, or might want to relate to something that happened earlier in the course of things, and trying to understand a certain dynamic. Sometimes it depends on the client. Some clients, you kind of lose touch with them a little bit if you write too much. So there are a lot of variables affecting how often I write or how many notes I take.
Do you attempt to take down in your notes everything a patient says to you in session?
No.
If something appears in your notes, does it necessarily mean that you viewed it as important?
No, not necessarily.
If something is not in your notes, does that mean that the patient didn't say it to you?
No.
Nothing further.
Anything further?
Just one question.